Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 13th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Volunteer Collective empowers Los Angeles to give back with new student volunteering program and first local volunteer fair. Volunteer Collective announces the launch of its new student volunteering program, aimed at engaging young people in community service. To kick off this initiative, they are hosting the first local volunteer fair on September 22, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. The program offers students the chance to develop leadership skills, gain experience, and contribute to their community through various projects. The fair will feature interactive booths from over 30 local nonprofits, a student volunteer sign-up, and networking opportunities. Admission is free, and all community members are welcome to attend. For more information, visit the Volunteer Collective website or contact Elisa Schwartz. Join Volunteer Collective in expanding community service opportunities and making a positive impact in Los Angeles.
ER Media and the Candy Benchmark Research Program announce winners of 2024 Global Candidate Experience Awards. ERE Media and the Candy Benchmark Research Program have announced the winners of the 2024 Global Candidate Experience Awards. This year, 62 companies from around the world have been recognized for their excellence in candidate experience. The winners were selected based on a comprehensive data analysis of job candidates' satisfaction survey scores. The Candy score was determined by factors such as overall candidate ranking, likelihood to reapply, willingness to refer others, and future business relationship status. The awards were distributed across North America, Europe, the Middle East and Africa, Asia Pacific, and Latin America. The Candies highlight the importance of candidate experience and its impact on organizations. For a full list of winners and more information, visit the ERE Media Candy winner page.
D-Wave Quantum, NYSE QBTS to participate in upcoming InfoTech Live event. D-Wave Quantum Inc., a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, will participate in InfoTech Live, InfoTech Research Group's annual conference. D-Wave's Director of Algorithms, Tools, and Performance, Alexander Condello, will be a keynote speaker at 4:10 p.m. PT on September 17th. He will discuss real-world hybrid quantum use cases and how D-Wave's customers are integrating quantum technology seamlessly. Condello highlighted the impact of quantum optimization on organizational efficiencies and competitiveness. D-Wave aims to unlock the power of quantum computing for practical applications in logistics, AI, drug discovery, and more. For more information, visit D-Wave's website. Clean, NAC CLNN, presents recent achievements at H.C. Wainwright Conference. Clean, listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, recently presented its latest achievements at the H.C. Wainwright 26th Annual Global Investment Conference. The conference, held online and in person from September 9 to 11, featured Clean Management giving a virtual presentation on the company's recent results and advancements. Their lead drug candidate, CNMAU8, has demonstrated the ability to restore and protect neurological function, offering hope to patients with neurodegenerative conditions. Clean is currently working towards FDA approval to file a new drug application for CNMAU8, specifically for the treatment of ALS using the accelerated approval pathway. As a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, Clean is dedicated to improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to combat diseases like ALS and MS. Association of Pickleball Players to double event calendar in 2025. The Association of Pickleball Players, also known as AP, is doubling its event calendar in 2025, with nearly 50 world-class competitions planned throughout the year. This expansion includes more opportunities for pro and amateur players, increased investment in player development initiatives, and additional national television exposure for AP Tour events. The APE's commitment to growing the sport of pickleball is unwavering, with a focus on providing the best experience for players of all ages and abilities. Stay tuned for the full 2025 event schedule announcement in the coming weeks on theap.global.
The world's premier immersive gaming experience to unveil its first location in Columbus this September. Activate, the live-action gaming sensation, will unveil its newest location in Columbus on September 14, 2024. Following the success in Cincinnati, guests can dive into immersive gameplay at 8735 Lyra Drive. The grand opening weekend on September 4th, 15 offers free admission and surprises. With 40 locations worldwide, Activate combines technology and challenges for an electrifying adventure. Director of Marketing Will Gray is excited to bring this unique gaming experience to Columbus. Players of all ages can expect top gaming rooms, progress tracking, and cooperative or competitive modes. Additional locations are set to open in Detroit, Bloomington, and Austin in 2024. Visit playactivate.com for more information.
Audia Inc. to participate in the 2024 Gaming Media and Entertainment Virtual Conference, presented by Maxim Group, LLC. Audia Inc., a proprietary AI platform for audio identification and classification, will be participating in the 2024 Gaming, Media, and Entertainment Virtual Conference, presented by Maxim Group, LLC. Executive Chairman Jeff Thramann will be presenting on Tuesday, September 17th at 11 a.m. ET. The conference will focus on how companies are adapting to changing consumer demands and global challenges in the evolving industries. Maxim senior analysts will lead discussions with CEOs and key management from various companies, highlighting technology innovation and growth opportunities. The conference will be live on mvest.com. Audia's flagship audio super app, Fader, offers subscription-based, ad-free listening on AM/FM radio stations and podcasts with interactive digital feeds and exclusive content. For more information, visit wdia.com.
Alsco Uniforms opens new laundry facility in Surrey, British Columbia. Alsco Uniforms has opened a new laundry processing facility in Surrey, British Columbia, relocating from their downtown Vancouver facility. Spanning 62,000 square feet on 4.5 acres, this state-of-the-art plant is among the most advanced in North America. Equipped to handle up to three times as many customers, the facility processes over 300,000 pounds of laundry per week. With a commitment to sustainability, Alsco Uniforms employs advanced technology to reduce water and energy usage. The facility also supports the local community, employing over 90 full-time staff and contributing to enhancement projects in Surrey. Join Alsco Uniforms for the grand opening to tour the facility and witness the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Learn more about Alsco Uniforms and their services at alsco.com.
Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasizes the importance of the revelation during nationwide tour visits. Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasized the importance of the revelation during his nationwide tour visits. In Cheongju, Korea, 80,000 people gathered for a Sunday service at the Cheongju Church of the Shincheonji Church of Jesus. The event marked the church's 30th anniversary and attracted over 100 Protestant pastors. Chairman Lee's ability to explain the Book of Revelation and the 6,000-year history of the Bible drew praise from believers. He stressed the need for a faith aligned with God's Word and the importance of sharing the revelation with others. Data shows a growing thirst for systematic Bible education among Protestant church attendees in Korea. Meanwhile, the Shincheonji Church of Jesus is attracting young members and gaining recognition for its Bible-based faith and revelation teachings. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.